Your morning look at the world of agriculture starts now. Here's WTAQ Farm Director Travis Cleveland.
So during fair season, we're always talking to some of the kids that are showing at the Coney Fairs. And this week, the Outagamie Coney Fair kicks off on Wednesday. So that's going to be Wednesday to Sunday. And one of the reasons that I make a point to talk to these kids before the fair is just so that people understand what really goes on beforehand. What is the behind the scenes of showing at the Coney Fair? So I stopped out by Nicole Holfacker, who's with the Wolf River Beavers, and she's going to be showing pigs and steers this year. Now, she was explaining to me right off the bat, we talked about how it isn't just as simple as everybody assumes. It's not just grabbing an animal and going.
There's so much more to it than that. Like, you can't just walk up to one of these animals and put a halter on them. Like, you can see in the back, they have the halters. You got to go out there day by day, get them used to your voice, get them used to you walking up to them, feeding them, and then just slowly progressing into getting that halter on and starting to get them to walk.
And it might not sound too difficult, but it's just a lot of work, and I wanted to get that point across. These kids are working all spring and all summer to get the animals ready.
So I personally start in like March, April, May, but some people will get them as calves and kind of work with them that way, which we have done, but it just kind of depends on the person and the family and how they want to do it. But definitely start a few months before because it's a lot of work. The pigs aren't as much, but definitely get out by them, definitely spend some time with them.
She said after you do all of that work, you walk them, you train them, you do everything that you need to get them ready for the fair, then you have to really decide, are they ready? Will they be able to handle the fair?
So what we have to do to get ready for the fair is, well, it's a lot of preparation. We have to make sure our animals are trained enough to get to the fair. And if they are not, we don't take them because it's just too much danger.
And we've had to do that too sometimes. It sucks because you put all this time and effort into these animals and then sometimes it just doesn't work out. But that's more of a safety issue than anything. You don't want to be the person that brings an animal that's not prepared for the fair. It gets out and then you don't know where it's going, you know, like runs everywhere, you can't catch it. It's just a whole thing and it's happened before. I'm sure everybody who's shown at the fair has an experience like that and knows somebody who at least did have an experience like that. Then Nicole brought up a little rundown of what this week's going to look like for her at the fair.
Wednesday is weigh-in, Thursday is pigs, Friday is our steer show, and Saturday will be our sale. So it's a lot of something every day.
And I'm looking at the fair schedule right now. It looks like on Wednesday, because it starts Wednesday, goes to Sunday, but on Wednesday, they're bringing all the animals in. They have weigh-in and carcass judging for all the livestock, you know, meat, goats, sheep, pigs, beef. And then in the afternoon, 5:30, there's the goat show, and then there's a youth dairy heifer fitting contest I thought was pretty cool. Then on Thursday, it's the pig show, the rabbit show, there's some dairy showing, and also then Friday, moving to there, beef show, poultry, then some more dairy. And then for Saturday, that's the auction and also the kids and calves dairy show. It's kind of like kitty showmanship. Now, just to be clear, you don't have to be a part of 4-H to be showing at the fair because they do have open classes and everything, but it is one of the outlets you can choose.
I joined 4-H because I come from a long family line of people who were in 4-H and showing animals.
And speaking of 4-H, Nicole did bring up another good point because you don't have to be from a farm to join 4-H. I think that's something a lot of people assume, but that's not true at all. And also not to mention, you don't have to have animals to show at the fair or to bring things to the fair.
Don't think that you need to have an animal because a lot of people assume they need to have animals to be involved in 4-H. That is not true. But if you're looking into getting into the fair, there's a lot of other projects like photography, leather craft, woodworking, but it's just whatever you want, there's something in 4-H for you.
She was explaining that even if you don't have animals at the fair, but you are bringing, like she was talking about, one of those projects, you learn a lot of good lessons.
I decided to be a part of it because I grew up watching my cousins do it, and I just really liked the idea of it and all the friends that they were making, and it's just a great opportunity. It gives the kids something to work at and not just, you know, have all this fun and free time. Like, it gives them something to do and something to, you know, work at to prepare for their future.
Now, for any of the other kids that are showing at the Coney Fair, if it's out of Gamey Coney Fair or any of the other ones that are going to be happening this summer, she did have some advice.
Advice for pigs. All I can really say about them is just try your best. I have never really had luck with doing any pigs, but just good luck. And as far as steers, be careful. Don't get yourself in any situations. And if you do, just let go. There's somebody there, you know, just be careful.
I think that is one very important thing to talk about. Be careful with your animals. They are still animals. And one thing to keep in mind is, you know, this is a whole new environment for them. So you're bringing them to this fair. They don't know this place. That's why they need a little time to get used to it. And just, I guess she said it best. Just please be careful. Once again, talking with Nicole Holfacker from the Wolf River Beavers, because she's going to be showing at the Out of Gamey Coney Fair this week. Now, the fair is going to be going from Wednesday to Sunday. If you missed any of the interview with Nicole, don't worry about it, because it is up on our Wisco Egg Facebook page. You can just check there, see the whole thing, listen to the podcast. You're good to go. I'm your farm director, Travis Cleven, and that's an update for you.